One of the best ways to experience renewal is to experience a victory. Have you ever seen a ball team, basketball, football, baseball team, as they are playing and it looks like they're losing? And while they're working hard to play their positions and do their job, it just seemed like everything they do is just not working. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever been a part of that? All of a sudden, somebody comes up and lays up or knocks the ball over the fence, or the quarterback lays out this 60-yard touchdown pass, and it puts them within reach of winning. And all of a sudden, this team that was dragging just suddenly, all right, yes, go! Some of you need that today. It's been a long time since you've seen the scoreboard where you're in the lead. And the church said, amen. Renewal through victory. We're going to go to Isaiah 33, and we're just going to hit the highlights. I don't have time to go into all of the history and the setting of this, but I want you to know this applies to you. Turn to somebody and say, this applies to me. It applies to me. What God wants you to know about your difficulty and how to triumph over it. And what is in store for you when you triumph. Because the scripture says in verse 20, look on Zion. Look at what Zion has done. Israel has been just badgered. The enemy has come against them. And the reason all of this, part of the setting is, the reason that all of this happened is because they didn't continue to walk in covenant with the Father. Is everybody listening? Please hear me. If you want to be victorious, there are five things that have to happen for you to experience renewal. Watch this. When we realize the attacks of the enemy coming against us, beginning with verse 13 in Isaiah 33, look at what the attacks did. Watch, and I've written it down for you. Attacks can destroy our what? Self-esteem. I'm just not worth a dime. God doesn't care about me. I'm really not anything. He does it for everybody else but me. Have you ever heard yourself say that? Please don't answer out loud. Attacks rob us of our peace. They fill our eyes with tears caused by regret. If I had done what God said, if I hadn't done that, if I had, most of our tears are a result of regret. Attacks can cause us to feel as though, as my mother used to say, and this is the Jeff Burrell Revised Standard Version for Isaiah 33, makes you feel like you could pull your hair out. That's how Israel was feeling. So what do I do in those times? Everyone listen, this is important. God has heard our cry for help according to verses 2-6. Watch this. We've said to him all of these songs. I told the team this morning before we started, there are four words that the first song starts with that's key to everything. He is our God. Say that with me. He is our God. Say it again. He is our God. Israel prayed, we long for you. Be our strength every morning or every day. Be our salvation or our deliverance. You are omnipotent. You are all powerful. There's nothing you can't do. You are exalted. God, you are a sure foundation and you are rich in deliverance. And we believe that living in reverence is the key to victory. See, this is how you pray when tough stuff hits. You don't pray the tough stuff. You pray, remember what I taught you some months ago? You praise. Your prayer is about him. Father, the prayer gives him praise, and also it encourages you because it gets your eyes off of you and on him. Wow. God has heard our cry for help. I want you to understand what God has said to you. Listen to me. Everyone, young and old, listen very carefully. The scripture says in verse 14, the enemy has heard about you. They have heard what God has done for you in the past. Do you think the devil doesn't know God's delivered you in years gone by? Do you realize he has delivered you? Would you lift your hands and praise the Lord? Would you lift your hands? Seriously, I'm not joking. Amen. He has delivered me in the past. The enemy fears because they've seen up close and personal what God does for you. Our victory causes terror in the ungodly. That's why the world's afraid of us. Because they've seen God take care of us. When God takes care of us, the enemy gets afraid. Say that. When God takes care of us, the enemy gets afraid. Say it again. When God takes care of us, the enemy gets afraid. The enemy trembles. He believes and trembles, the scripture says. All of this is great. I've prayed this prayer, but how can I be sure that I'm going to have victory over this thing that I'm going through? How am I sure of it? Isaiah 33:15 tells us five things. Are you ready? First, deliverance comes to the one who say it out loud, walks right. Say it again, walks right. I want victory. If I'm going to have victory, when there's no battle, I'm going to be walking right. The Hebrew word halak denotes behavior. My walk is how I behave. It's how I act in this world. It also denotes a walk of strength. I don't change when stuff happens. I stay steady. A double-minded man is what? Unstable in everything he or she does. So first, victory comes. God delivers the person who walks right. If you're not walking right, you're not going to get it. Why? Because you have to be in covenant with him. Oh my goodness. Every time God brought Israel victory, do you know when it happened? When they started walking right again. When they started behaving themselves. Well, you know, I think that's more church rules than it is what God says. No. There are some men that have come up with their own rules and made them church rules, but God's rules have never changed. The second thing that we have to understand about God's deliverance is he delivers those who not only walk right, but those who what? talk right. What does this mean? The Hebrew word dabar implies not only speaking, but also the process of thought before you speak. That's why the proverb says, the person that says, I was just kidding when they really meant what they said, is a liar. Woe be to the man who says, I was just kidding, but they really meant it. So it implies not only what I say, but the process prior to the utterance. Is this helping anybody? That's why I tell you, think before you shoot your mouth off. Yeah, but I can't let them get away with it. Yes, you can. Because He is our God. Talking, according to this word, Hebrew word, dabar, this word, watch me, this word not only involves talking and what we say to others, but it involves self-talk, what I say to myself. I don't know about you, but there are so many times I am so tempted to say, you stupid. And if I ever let it slip, my wife will go, oh, stop talking about my husband and God's man like that. Correct your talk. Little shady things, get rid of them. It's quiet in this Pentecostal church. Nobody's shouting. And our talk, what does the scripture say? Must be acceptable in His sight. Father, are you pleased with what I'm saying? Thank you for telling me what to say. Thank you for leading me. Remember Jesus said, when they bring you before the courts, the Holy Spirit will give you what to say. Stop trying to come up with something cool and smart. Amen. And it will help children if they will learn when mom and dad or the person that's taking care of you speaks to you, shut up and listen to them and do what they say and stop talking back. Yes, I use the Greek phrase, shut up, for hold thy peace. Amen. You don't know more than the person taking care of you. You're not near as smart as you think you are. You're a kid. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're a child. That person is there to take care of you. Straighten up and fly right, or you're going to crash and wonder why it happened. It's good preaching, Dr. B. Thank you. So, who will God deliver? Who can escape His revenge? Thirdly, not only the one who walks right and talks right, but the one who is what? Honest in business. In fact, in verse 14, he gives two instances of that. When you're honest in business, righteous living, read it with me. Righteous living encompasses every aspect of our dealings with people. We do not take advantage or cheat people. Oh, they won't ever know. My Heavenly Father will know. My Heavenly Father will know. And I want to tell you, you know his great time of talking to me is at night. And if I do something to somebody that I shouldn't, He'll keep me up and talk to me about it. Wear me out until I make it right. People include who? Sinners as well as saints. Oh, I'm going to be good. You know, they go to church with us. He's a good Christian. I've never understood that phrase, good Christian. Is there such a thing as a bad Christian? If you're bad, you're not a Christian, because Christ was never bad. Being Christian is being Christ. So I'm honest in my business. My right living encompasses everything I do. Read this. We are in the business of helping, not defaming, slandering, or slighting. Well, you just wait until I get around them. I'm going to get my two cents in. Hush. The person that sees victory is the one who talks right. Oh, Pastor, you act like you've got it all together. These are notes from my personal Bible study where he's a, watch this. You ready? Who will God deliver? Who can escape the revenge of God? Fourth, the one who, say it loud, hears right. He hears, from the Hebrew word shama, denoting not only the reception of information or hearing some, tell me about what's going on. Sometimes it's none of your, none of my business. But also the divulging or reporting of things you hear. Well, you knew that. Why didn't you tell me? God has not hired me to be the AJC. So I not only have to be careful of the information, but also divulging it. Secondly, I close my ears to contrary doctrine, things that I know are not right according to God's word. Thirdly, I know the voice of the good shepherd. I don't have to go, is this God or the devil? God and I are close enough, I know his voice. So who will God deliver? Who can escape revenge? The one who walks right, talks right, sees right, hears right. Right here is, he sees right, is that correct? He sees right. The Hebrew word ra means to view for enjoyment or to think or ponder. Now watch this, watch. To see something for enjoyment, when you go to the mountains, when you go see the sights, or you see God working and doing good things, or you see your family excelling, You enjoy that. You enjoy seeing that. But it's also to think or ponder by looking at something. Watch this. So there are some folks who love to watch bad stuff happen. I have a problem with folks that enjoy driller killer movies and chopping people up and all. What is wrong with you? First thing I want to know, who writes that stuff? My wife and I were watching a movie recently, and it got a little edgy, and on the inside, the Holy Spirit said, this isn't for you. I won't do that again. Do you know why? I need these victories. I need these victories. I don't know about you, but I have a devil to fight, a hell to avoid, a death to die, a judgment to face, and I'm not going to miss it. There is a bizarre enjoyment of cruelty and other types of sin. People that just enjoy, boy, you know so-and-so that did that to me? You watch how I'm going to enjoy watching them get it and get nailed. Something's wrong with you when you do that. It should break your heart. The one who sees right, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes, whether it's a movie or just enjoying watching people get messed up. Yeah, I gotta move on. You see your faults before you see the faults of others. So according to Hebrews 12:2, let's fix our eyes on who? Jesus. I love you with all of my heart, Brother Earl, but if you turned from him and went the other way, I'm gonna chase you and try to get you back. But your falling and walking away from him is not going to shake how I see him. Well, I can't believe so-and-so. Some of the things happening in the international church world, folks are going, how does that happen? D-E-V-I-L. S-I-N. You think you're cooler than Jesus. So if I walk right, talk right, hear right, see right, what's going to be the result of my victory? When I started writing this down from the scriptures, it was hard to finish this. Watch this. The result of my victory, watch. I'm going to see the beauty of the King. I'm going to see a large, prosperous land. I'm going to wonder where all the terrible times went with the ones who caused it. Not even going to cross my mind. Oh my goodness. Are you hearing me? It's not even, God's going to bring you such victory and such blessing that folks are going to go, you know, those were terrible times you went through. Huh? I'm having such a good time, forget it. You'll not have to see what trouble? That trouble. It's gone. Forget it. Move on. Whoa. You'll have a peaceful abode and not be moved. This is what he said to Zion. He said, you'll have the Lord with you as the mighty one. The Lord will be your judge, your lawyer, your king, and your savior. You'll receive the spoils taken from the enemy. This is what the scripture said. The scripture says the enemy will be so weak, even the lame will be able to take from them. Folks on crutches in wheelchairs will get it quicker than your fallen enemy. Now, if that doesn't light your fire, it's just over. You will not be, I've heard folks, I'm just sick of all of this. He said, you will not be sick of that trouble any longer. Your sin, sometimes, see Israel, some of this had come on Israel because they'd not been walking in the covenant. And the prophet Isaiah said, your sin and those who dwell with you will be forgiven. Glory to God. How about that? I have news for you. God is going to strengthen you through the victory that you're about to experience. Oh my goodness. He is going to bring you total victory. Do you understand? He's bringing you complete victory. I'm going to walk right. I'm going to see right. I'm going to hear right. Oh my goodness. Wow. I will not. Do you know why God kept giving Israel opportunity after opportunity to get back and make things right? Do you know why he did that? Because he made a covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he made a covenant with King David. He made a covenant with them. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, God is going to remember his covenant. What we have to do is see right, hear right, talk right, be diligent in business, ladies and gentlemen, and he will bring us victory. Wow. Man. Come to the piano. The Lord just dropped this in my heart. I don't know who it's for. I don't know what it's about, but he just dropped this in my heart. And it's an emphatic word. Please listen. Stop enabling your enemy. Somebody needs that. Stop enabling your enemy. Man. Yes, Father. Who? Do you remember Hezekiah? Isaiah was prophet in the time of Hezekiah. Do you remember Hezekiah was told he was going to die, and the prophet went up and said, you're going to die, and before he gets out of the courtyard, the Lord says, go back and tell Hezekiah, I'm going to let him live and add 15 years to his life. God gave Hezekiah victory after victory after victory after victory. We even talked about it just a few weeks ago. Victory after victory. Do you know what Hezekiah did? Because he was trying to impress other nations, he invited them in and showed them everything he had. Showed him where all of his wealth was. Showed him where all of his army was. Showed him everything. And when it was over, do you know what the Lord said to him? Because you did that, they're going to come and take it. Guess what happened? The enemy came and got it. Isaiah, 700 years before Christ, told them he was coming. Pardon me. Today, the Lord wants you to know your salvation is here. Amen. I want you to stand. This tough time you're going through, he is making you the victor. He is making you the victor. Ooh. Israel, because they had stopped listening to the prophets, thank you, Father, enabled their enemy to take them. Stop enabling your enemy. I don't care if they're kin to you. I don't care if they're your neighbor. I don't care if you work with them. Stop enabling your enemy. Enable the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Let him tell you how to do this. The Lord is going to give you strength today. I want all of you to come, and I want you to just stand here. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, your people have been attack on every side. I know you know it. I know you see it. Today, you have had us proclaim that renewal for them will also come through their victory. As we renew our covenant with you to walk right. To talk right, to see right, to speak right, to do right in our business. Father, you will give us the land. right now in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, strengthen them. Everyone. Strengthen them, everyone. Father, I get myself in line with my prayer life, with reading the word, with my giving, with my tithing, with the way I treat my husband, with the way I treat my wife, with the way I treat my children. Father, and as a young person, with the way I treat those who are over me in my home, I change today in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the Lord give you strength. The Lord give you strength in Jesus' name. The Lord give you strength. The Lord give you strength. Somebody in the house, thank Him for His strength. He's going to restore everything the enemy has stolen from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just thank Him for telling you these things so you can walk in victory. Father, You're telling us for the last several weeks, You've been telling us clearly how to have victory. You are going to take care of us in the name of Jesus. Just lift your hands to Him for a moment and just thank Him because He's promised you victory. He's told you and I how to walk in this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. You touch my body, You heal my body, You strengthen my body, You lift me in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256. Visit us online at zionca.org or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.